gift from the sponsor from the Olympic qualifiers. It wasn't that.
Okay.
Alright, perfect. So now we've got our little pocket profile with Dean Hewitt. So Dean, first up, any nicknames?
Probably just Dino is the common one. Nothing too fancy, I suppose.
I love it. I love it. True Australian giving them a nickname like that, adding an O at the end. So yeah. The next one is what's your pointless talent?
Ooh. Probably juggling.
That's unreal.
The only thing.
Nothing pointless about that.
Well, there's no real goal to it, though.
I respect
how many can you
it.
Juggle?
Just three. Just three.
Yeah. It's better than me. I probably can't juggle one. Got another one?
So what's something that you wish you were good at?
Ooh, swimming. For an Australian, I'm just atrocious. So.
Yeah. I guess you kind of were into curling from when you were a little kid. So did you have an idol in curling growing up, or do you have an idol in curling now?
Kevin Martin. He was a legend growing up. He actually went with Dad. Oh, sorry. He played against Dad at those 92 Olympics and actually, funnily enough, played with my coach as well from Canada. So there's a bit of a kind of link there, I suppose.
Is there a bit of a question, follow-up question with this, but is there a specific event which you just absolutely dominate and we should look up some highlights of Kevin Martin on YouTube?
Oh, I mean, the 2010 Olympics is pretty epic. He made some pretty good shots there to win.
And what about an idol outside curling? Someone that you just look up to outside the sport?
Who would that be? It's a good question. I don't know if I've got a special idol outside of sport. It's always a sportsman.
No, it doesn't have to be. Sorry, just outside curling, not outside all of sport necessarily. So it can be like a footy player or something.
Yeah.
Could be a podcaster like Lockie Gibbs, even.
You guys are pretty, yeah. I really don't know. Because, like, Roger Federer is always, like, a big guy for me.
Yeah.
I always liked watching him. But, yeah, can't really think of one outside of sport, like, off the top of my head.
Fair enough.
Too easy. All right, so if you could live any living or dead celebrity's life from start to finish, whose would it be?
Hamish Blake. Ooh. I reckon he is just living the life and having so much fun and like just his stuff that he gets up to, some of his shows. Yeah. Like just silly things like that. And it just must be so much fun. And like his gap year stuff, like just really cool things.
Yeah. Do you get to do much travel, like fun traveling outside curling traveling?
That's always the biggest thing because like, I think it was 2017. Like that was the first year for like 5 years or something that I'd actually gone out and just had a holiday that wasn't curling related overseas. Like sometimes you do like little things with family back at home, but overseas, like it's so rare to just go on a holiday. So rare.
Yeah. We're coming up to Christmas now, a week away at time of recording. Best gift you've received?
Best gift. Oh, sorry. I've got someone at the front door.
That's all right. You go. Answer the door if you want.
Oh, that's all right. Tali's got it. I honestly think this was like qualifying for the Olympics. Honestly, like that's top notch. That was always a dream of mine, and to actually have that opportunity now is huge.
Mate, when you said this, I thought you were talking about coming on this podcast, but no worries, carry on.
It's a close second.
Yeah, it's a close shave. But what about the best gift you've given? Are you a good giver of gifts?
Oh, not really. No, I like to give some nice things to friends and family. And I just had like, my sister just had a kid. So I've given them a cute little few things and hope they're going to really like it. So kind of got like matching outfits for them all from here in Banff. And I think that'll be pretty cool for them just for like that first kind of Christmas together.
Yeah. Well, what's your sister's name?
Lauren.
Huge shout out to Lauren and hope the baby's going well. But next one, any pre-game superstitions that you've got?
Not anymore. I used to have things around socks, like I wouldn't change my socks until I lose and things like that, but that's pretty festy. and it would have been pretty tough this event too when you win 7 in a row. So now I've gone completely away from that and I've literally removed every superstition. Like, I like to keep routines before a game, but if I go out of routine, I've learned to just cope with that. So,
yeah, now perfect. So in Canada, they don't have Uber Eats, but they have Skip the Dishes. So what's your go-to Skip the Dishes meal at the moment?
I'm a big Japanese guy. Love some like gyozas and a bento box and anything that like some sashimi or anything Japanese related, I reckon.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. And final couple to finish us off. Is there a new song that you've discovered recently, or it could be an old one, that's just been on repeat recently on Spotify, whatever music platform that you use?
One of our team songs, I suppose, which has started up this year, is a song called Johnny Depp, which is a German song. It's all in German, but it is fantastic. It gets you hyped up, and I like it.
Yeah, perfect. Now, the next one is what is your favorite podcast?
Oh, like I said before, like, you know, close second for a gift. This is number one.
Yeah.
Like, without a doubt.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tali said the same, so I'm worried that you two don't listen to enough podcasts.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Very gracious to receive that honour.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you for that lovely compliment. Very humbling. And thank you for coming on our Pocket Profile. Looking forward to the full episode coming out very, very soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's really good.